The title for my homily this morning is Companions of His Kingdom of Grace. Companions of His Kingdom of Grace. I got this title from today's collect, which I want to read to you again because it's beautiful. The first part of the collect speaks about what happened 2,000 years ago when Jesus came into our world. And it goes like this. Almighty ever-living God, who were pleased to shine forth with new light through the coming of your only begotten Son. That's the incarnation. And then we go on to pray. Grant, we pray, that just as he was pleased to share our bodily form through the childbearing of the Virgin Mary, that is, Jesus shared fully in our humanity, he shared fully in our life in this world. Listen to what the collect then goes on to say about you and me. We then pray that we may one day merit to become companions of his kingdom of grace. What's the kingdom of grace? It is heaven. Isn't that a beautiful way to think about heaven? That we will be companions of grace for all of eternity. What is our earthly life for? It is to live in such a way here below that we are anticipating what we will one day see fully realized when we share in the kingdom of heaven as companions of grace. But there's a key word in this collect that's a very Catholic word, that we will merit. That is, that we will, in a sense, be made worthy to share in this kingdom. So how do we, through this world, gain the merit, so to speak, to one day share fully as companions in the kingdom of grace? And this is where the reading from 1 John is so beautiful. Because in this passage, it always begins with Jesus. It's not our merit in terms of our work. It is his work, which is always the initiative. And so what does St. John say in this remarkable passage? He says, the one who conquers the world is the one that believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Now, you have to understand this. For St. John, there is a clear demarcation between the kingdom of heaven and the kingdoms of this world. And the kingdoms of this world are governed by the world, the flesh, and the devil. Those forces that are always in opposition to God. And without Jesus Christ, we will be defeated. Without Jesus, we are conquered by the world. But when we come to put our faith in him, St. John says, we conquer the world. Why? Because of the focus of our lives. And listen to how St. John says that focus finds expression. This is a really complicated text from 1 John 5. And it took some time for me to work through it. But this is what I want to show you. St. John is showing us two things here. He's beginning by talking about the historical ministry of Jesus that began with his baptism, a baptism that was referred to and identified in our gospel, where the Holy Spirit descends upon him, and Jesus hears the Father say, you are my Son, the Beloved, with you I am well pleased. So in our reading from 1 John, listen to what John says. This is the one who came by water. What is the water? His baptism. And then John goes on to say, and blood. What is his blood? It's his crucifixion. So St. John is saying in a very concise sentence, the whole of Jesus' three-year public ministry. The water was his baptism, the blood was his cross. And when we put our faith in the historical Christ, then something happens in our lives. Because St. John goes on to say, not with the water only, but with water and blood, and that the Spirit is the one who testifies. What in the world is this about? It's about this. It's about being a people who are a liturgical people. Because you see, the water not only refers to Jesus' baptism, it refers to our baptism. The blood doesn't only refer to his crucifixion, it refers to the Eucharist. And so that we are a people who through our baptism participate in the life of Jesus Christ, particularly through the Eucharist. And who is it that inspires the whole thing? The third person of the Blessed Trinity, the Holy Spirit. And so whenever we come to Mass, something is happening in our lives. We are receiving not a human testimony, as St. John says, we are receiving the testimony of God. And what is that testimony? Those who believe in the Son of God have this testimony in their hearts. And those who have this testimony have life. What life? We have eternal life. And that is so different from anything that the world can offer us. St. John is so clear in this reading that each and every day we have a choice as to how we will live. Whose testimony will we listen to? Will we listen to the testimony of the world or to the testimony of Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I'm so privileged that Liba is going to be confirmed today. And I didn't ask your permission, but I just want to tell briefly your story. Liba grew up in Czechoslovakia under communism. That is a regime that is so representative of everything that is opposite to being a companion of the kingdom of grace. And because Liba grew up under communism, she never had the opportunity to be confirmed. And so how beautiful it is today, Liba, as you are here with us, that we are going to celebrate your confirmation as part of this wonderful story, and that with you, we want to say yes. We are companions of the kingdom of grace. Yes, we are going to accompany one another through this difficult and challenging and dark world, so that one day, by his grace, when we get to heaven, we'll say, wow, we are here, and we are part of the family, where each one of us will hear the Father say to us fully, you are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter. With you, I am well pleased. This is the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is what so captivated the heart of St. John. And I hope it captivates our hearts today, that we will pray, yes, Jesus, help me this day to merit to become a companion of your kingdom of grace.